On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, happy Wednesday. I'm George Adair, and this is On Air with George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon, and you can check us out at ksro.com and stream it. And as I always say, there's previous shows there, so if you miss one or you miss a segment, you can always go back to the website and check me out under the Ask the Expert series. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. This sort of rainy weather has me feeling a little bit strange.
Yeah, it is a little odd and very humid, too, which has been kind of strange for the sensories. And I really feel really, really good and confident now that I can hear directly from our president. The presidential announcement came through today at 11-ish, 18,
with everybody's phones going off, yeah.
Why do you think they picked 11:18 or 2:18 Eastern? What a weird time.
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
Meh.
Maybe to have a random time just to show
just
up.
Just to make sure that they could do that at any random time, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's some sort of Illuminati code. Who knows?
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's got something to do with the Masons doing something sneaky. But anyways, you know, it's as if Twitter's not enough. Now we get to hear about missiles coming in and tsunamis.
Phones. Exactly. That's great.
How do they choose? We're going to reserve it for when we've got an incoming missile and a tsunami. Like, well, tsunamis and incoming missiles are still like regional.
That's true.
You know, it's
right?
Like, what,
yeah.
I can't even believe I'm actually saying that. Missiles are regional, you know, to the United States mainland. It's crazy. Hopefully we never have to see a presidential announcement. How about that?
Yeah, I hope that was the first and the last.
I know.
We ever have to
I hope so.
Get.
It's been an interesting time in the real estate and mortgage world. I want to talk real quick, then we're going to be joined by our guest. He's patiently waiting, but we'll talk with Todd Wilson of ARC Capital shortly. I want to let people know that yesterday I went to a training for Fannie Mae's next generation of underwriting approvals. It's called their Day One Certainty. They call it Day One Certainty because basically they have four different types of approvals that are automated through income, assets, property, and employment. It's called a validation. So when they validate those, it makes it easier and faster for the homeowner or the refinance for a refinance loan or for a buyer who wants to get a purchase loan to get their approval. And there's some misconception about this. I saw a commercial for Rocket Mortgage, which said that you can get your home loan approval in 8 minutes. Well, that's a bunch of crap. You're not getting a home loan approval in 8 minutes. You might get a conditional pre-approval in 8 minutes, but there's all kinds of validation that still has to happen.
Right.
So no matter how easy some of these lenders want to put the perception out there, there still is a brain. There still is some sort of validation occurring. Some of it is automated. And I learned about that yesterday, and we are offering it at Bay Equity Home Loans.
That's cool.
So we have the e-signings where you can get your disclosures signed on your computer without having to print them everything off. At the beginning of the transaction and throughout. And then at the end, we have e-signings of your home loan. So now, as part of the underwriting process, we have automated validation for people of income, assets, property, and employment. It doesn't apply to everybody, just like Rocket Mortgage doesn't. I can promise you right now, if you're self-employed and you have a corporation with tax returns and or you're somebody with multiple properties and you call up and try to get your Rocket Mortgage, you will then be dealing with a loan officer. So you'll have a choice. You can deal with a loan officer that's in a call center who probably hasn't been doing this very long, or you can work with a local lender like us at Bay Equity Home Loans, where we have all the same amazing technology, but you can also just walk right in my office.
Right.
I've got an appointment with someone today at 1:15 to talk about their home loan, and they're going to come and sit with me. I'm going to answer all their questions, and they're going to leave hopefully with a really good sense of what their options are and a comfortability that they're working with someone that they can actually trust.
Yeah, for sure. That makes such a difference to back up the ease of all of the technology that you have with the experience and the fact that there's someone here in your community who knows our community.
Yeah, exactly. And if something goes wrong, you can pick up the phone or I'll pick up the phone. We'll have a conversation about it. You know, it's not all just through your mobile device. And when you're making the biggest financial transaction or one of them of your life by borrowing $500,000, it might be good to talk to someone about it.
Yeah, I would think so.
Maybe 8 minutes is a little short.
Yes.
You know, like it's just not realistic. So, folks, we're going to talk in the second segment about this term I've come up with called do-it-yourself lending. I should trademark that.
Yeah.
Maybe not. do-it-yourself lending is not going to replace the smarts of a loan officer that can help you understand your options. And in fact, brokering is coming back. And brokering is essentially where you have someone who's an expert acting on behalf of a client, actually establishes a fiduciary relationship to the client, and then they send the loan to an investor or a bank to fund it. One example is ARC Capital, and we're joined by Todd Wilson, who works for, actually is one of the founders and owners of ARC Capital. Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, George?
Doing great. Now, Todd has been in this business for a really long time, but you guys founded ARC in 2007. And, you know, as I understand it, it was to make opportunities for individuals to get loans that they may not otherwise qualify for if they go to a bank. Is that right?
That's exactly right. When we first started, we did a few regular loans, you know, conventional stuff, but, you know, really our main focus from the beginning has been the alternative financing where somebody can't qualify for whatever reason. Maybe the property's problem, maybe they have some difficulty proving income by conventional means, or, you know, maybe it's something else.
Well, there's been a lot of regulatory pressure, both at the state level of California and also the federal level through the SAFE Act, that's made it really challenging for people to get non-traditional financing. How are you helping people navigate that?
Well, for the most part, we're doing stuff that's for business purpose, which is anything that is designed so that they're going to make a profit, as opposed to a purpose, which is for your own personal interest. Like if somebody's buying a house that they're going to live in, that would be a consumer purpose loan, and that's really where the bulk of the regulations are.
Yeah, and I think it's a clear distinction that most people can make. You either live in the house or you don't. Now, if you don't live in the house, it's probably a business purpose almost automatically, right? You're going to rent it out or it's a commercial property or something, right? Is that really the distinction there?
Not entirely, because sometimes you have somebody that's pulling money out of a rental property to pay personal debt, or maybe they're pulling money out. Maybe they've got a rental property they've owned for a long time. They have a lot of equity, and they want to use some of the money that they can get out of that to buy their own house.
Yeah, gotcha.
That would still be consumer purpose.
Yeah, and it takes someone smart like you to help them navigate those options to know whether they could even qualify or they're going to go down some rabbit hole just to be rejected. You ask those questions early on, don't you?
Oh, the first phone call.
Yeah. And so what place do you see private money lending or alternative finance lending in our community right now? Because there's certainly a lot of people that don't meet the bank guidelines. So how are you accommodating them? What do you look at in securing financing for them?
Well, the main thing for us is that they have plenty of equity and that they have the ability to make the payments. And as I mentioned before, proving income can be difficult for somebody who's self-employed. I think you said something about that too. And so what we have to do is look at what's the guy's entire profile. Mm-hmm. Instead of just what he put down on the application, you actually have a conversation with him to figure out what's the best solution for this particular person.
Yeah, I used to do private money lending. And in institutional lending, Michelle, we always have the three C's. You've heard me talk about this. Mm-hmm. And Todd looks at them as well, which is credit, capacity, and collateral. Collateral being the real estate. That's a big factor for him. He wants to see something probably under, 70% loan to value, in general. I'm not putting words in his mouth, but that's my experience with private money. And then you have capacity is their ability to repay. And in banking, that's one of the hardest things for us to check is the ability to repay. But you guys look at probably a bigger picture there. You'll look at if it's a business purpose loan, what kind of rents are coming in. You look at self-employed borrowers' gross income maybe in deposits versus just their net adjusted gross, right?
Right, because a lot of things that people can write off in their business.
Yeah. Yeah, they really.
Most everybody has anyway.
Yeah, exactly. But there's two other ones that I think you look at. At least I used to when I had my own private money fund, which is the character of the borrower. You've got to be careful there. Of course, you can't racially profile or judge them based on anything that would violate their civil liberties and create discrimination. But you can certainly look at, hey, what's their source of income? Do they have a good history? Are they people that are trustworthy borrowers, right? That's got to be part of the things you look at.
Well, absolutely. I mean, sometimes, as you said, it is difficult to judge, but that's why you have the full conversation with them and ask them all the questions and find out what's their actual plan. Because I know a lot of mortgage people, particularly, you know, the guys that you mentioned that work for Rocket Mortgage or for whoever else, that, you know, it's faceless. They're just on the phone. You'll never be able to go into their office because it's somewhere in the middle of the country in a low rent district. And, you know, we find out as much as we can about what this guy's plans are, what he's doing with the money, how is this going to benefit him?
Yeah.
Because all these things play a part in it. And if a guy just is getting a mortgage because somebody told him he should, you know, he needs to look at more than just that.
There's a real place in this. I just talked to a client who had litigation regarding a piece of real estate. And as part of the settlement, they had to buy this property outright immediately. And they found private money and then called me later. Otherwise, I would have called Todd to talk to him. And so now they've come to me. They want to get out of the private money because it's high interest. But it certainly had its place. It would, they would not have been able to purchase this home as quickly as they did without it because, you know, you guys can go quick, right? I mean, you can close probably in 7 to 10 days in my experience, Todd, right?
Yeah, the fastest we've ever closed is 4 days. We've done that, I think, 3 times.
Yeah.
But that's why we have a full package to start with. Like, they went to a bank or somebody else that couldn't get it done. They've got an appraisal. They've got the application is already there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, the application doesn't take long. So really, the appraisal is the thing that takes the longest. But if we've got all those pieces in place, we can close very quickly.
So in our last couple of seconds here, do you have anyone named Guido on your payroll there, or are everyone pretty legit?
Absolutely, nobody in Guido.
Yeah, because that's the real misnomer. I want people to know is that private money lending is highly regulated, and there are great professionals out there. ARC, of course, is one of the local lenders that does and brokers that does help people. But the negative connotations aren't fitting for you, are they?
You're absolutely right. I mean, sometimes people do ask that question, but it's really rare now that we've been in business, you know, for the last 11 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, people kind of know who we are. If they don't know who we are, then they know somebody who does know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that certainly helps. And the other thing is that we don't just screen the borrower to get all the information from them, but also the investors.
Right.
Nobody goes on a list without us first speaking to them, regardless of how much money they may have, because it's really not how much money they have. It's what's their intention. Do they actually want to help, or are they looking to take properties? If somebody's looking to take properties, I'm not giving them a loan.
Right. We means as investors trying to foreclose on people in rough situations. Mm. So, hey, Todd, I've got to go to a commercial break, and we're going to go ahead and let you go. How do people get a hold of you if they have questions about alternative loan options?
They can call us at 707-523-2900, or they can visit us online at arcequity.com.
Okay, arcequity.com. That's an easy one to remember. Sounds like you're driving. Drive safe out there, wherever you're headed, and we'll have you back on the show again soon.
All right, thank you, George.
Thank you, Todd. Todd Wilson, ARC Capital. I know we got to go to break, but you know, this is an option that people who are out there struggling to get qualified for bank financing can look at.
Sure, right. And especially, as you mentioned, people who are self-employed, people who don't have that sort of traditional income stream, that might be the way that they can get a loan.
But they're of good character.
Of course,
that's got to be a big part of it.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to go to commercial break and then come back talking about do-it-yourself lending. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
I'm Brad Musburger, and this is the North Bay's home of the Oakland Raiders and the Golden State Warriors. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO 103.5 and 94.5.
Hey, folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at bayequityloans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. 8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us today. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify?
Give us a call and we can help you explore your options. Bay Equity Home Loans. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I want to talk about doing-it-yourself lending.
Okay.
Do-it-yourself lending. What I mean by that is you're getting bombarded. Consumers are getting bombarded with advertising about, you know, Rocket Mortgage or other internet lending options. And the problem with the do-it-yourself lending is you don't have guidance. You've also got unlicensed people on the other end of the phone. See, if they're chartered through a federal bank like Guaranteed Rate or some of these other banks like Wells Fargo, Chase, and B of A, their loan officers are not subject to the same licensing requirements as a direct lender like a mortgage bank, say Bay Equity, for example. So you're missing an element of education, an element of, I'd say, in my opinion, licensing requires you to become liable to the information as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
So bank loan officers are really treating their client relationship different than an NMLS licensed loan officer. And all the folks at Bay Equity, of course, have an NMLS license. I mentioned Bay Equity because they're a local lender where I work. And if you want more information, you can always call them at 707-583-8100 or go to bayequityloans.com. Anyway, so shifting away from that, the do-it-yourself lending process should really scare people. And I know that there's a lot of intelligent consumers out there. The internet has invited us to become smarter consumers.
Sure. You think you can look up anything on YouTube and figure it out?
Absolutely. So my son is 10 and a half years old, mm-hmm. and he leaves a note with about $50 in cash on the counter that says, it's very nicely written, excellent penmanship. Laura, my wife, reads the note to me and says, Mom, I want an Echo, which is the little Amazon cylinder device.
Yeah.
And here's the money for you to buy it on your credit card. He's 10 and a half. He's figured out how to get beyond no, because we told him we're not going to. So he's like, I'm going to fix this.
Okay.
So my son has an idea of what he's buying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know too much about these things. I've seen the commercials. But it's not really what he wants. What he wants is a Bluetooth music device.
Oh, okay.
That's not what the Echo is.
No, no,
it's not. It has that feature.
Right.
But when you say Echo, play, yada, yada, yada. Right. The amount of sophistication to get all that to happen on an Echo, I learned through reading on Amazon, is beyond the 10 and a half year old's capability. It's meant to like give you the news, the weather, and talk to you.
Yeah.
Right? Like artificial intelligence almost. He just wants a Bluetooth speaker.
But he's fallen for the marketing.
He's fallen for the marketing.
Right.
He thinks he's figured out what he needs to know. But that's not the end result. So folks, I don't mean to trivialize our average consumer, but really, if you go about it and you say, I want a home loan and I'm going to go find it because I'm going to save money, you might not save the money you think because you might put yourself into a program that you wasn't the best one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I talked to a client, great client, he's a local police officer, and he was concerned about the interest rate I showed him. And he says to me, I've seen 4% as the rate and you quoted me 4.5%. And I said, okay, well, you have to remember when we first met, there's 30 things that impact your mortgage rate.
Right.
30 things. And that could be loan amount, loan to value. So how much you're borrowing against the value. The opposite is how much you're putting down. What loan program you're eligible for,
mm-hmm.
what your FICO score is, if it's a house or a condo. All these things. How long is the fixed term? All of these things add up to a qualifying interest rate. So fortunately, he's a smart consumer and he voiced his concern to me. And I said, I totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why your rate I quoted here. And it's because you're putting less down, you're getting a jumbo loan, and those factors got you to this interest rate. However, I have other programs. He said, okay, let's talk about that. I have a unique 15-year fixed program that has a 30-year payment.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we're only one of two lenders on the West Coast that offer this program.
Huh.
So it saves him 3/8 of a percentage on his rate.
Wow.
So he's down to 4.125 on a jumbo with just 20% down.
Huh.
But that conversation has to involve dialogue. And you're not going to have that kind of sophisticated dialogue if you're online doing it yourself mm-hmm. with an internet lender. The other pitfalls of do-it-yourself lending is you don't know how long they're going to take to close your loan. You don't know how they're going to respond to your self-employment income or your rental income or your lack of income. You don't know these factors because there's no consultation. You put in your information and you hit submit and you hope you're going to get that pre-qualification letter.
Right.
Look, if you're a straight W-2 employee or you know you make a ton of money and you got an 820 FICO score, internet lending might just work out for you, especially if it's just a simple refinance. I get that.
Right. But then the property is also a factor too, right? I mean, we live in Sonoma County. It's not always the easiest place to, you know, finance, right?
Totally. And folks, don't get me wrong. This isn't just a commercial about working with George Adair at Bay Equity or anybody on our team. Kind of is. You should work with us because this is the biggest financial transaction of your life. But this is about just being smart. You know, we recently had a realtor in the studio here talk about, well, you don't do your own fillings.
Right.
Right. And there's always this, I think every service professional will use some sort of analogy like, well, you don't work on your own car. You don't do your own taxes. You don't, you know, there's always something,
sure.
Right?
Right.
Well, some people do. And sometimes it works for them. I get that. But be careful. There's so much false advertising happening right now. Do you remember when I talked about, I was watching a commercial and it showed a really low interest rate mm-hmm. for a nationwide lender?
Okay.
It was an internet lender. And I actually DVR froze it, and I took a picture of the fine print.
Yeah.
So I could actually read it. So then I blew it up and I read every word of the fine print.
Mm-hmm.
After it told us what states were not eligible.
Right.
And told us, you know, the FICO score requirement, the down payment requirement, the term, you realize this isn't even a loan that first most people qualify for because you have to be so stellar on paper and you have to have a huge down payment. And in California, it can't be over a conforming loan amount, which is $424,100.
Right, which is hard to find
which
here.
Which is hard to find here.
Yeah.
You have to have 30% down. Oh, and by the way, it's for a 15-year fixed mortgage, not a 30-year fixed rate mortgage.
Makes a big difference.
Yeah, big difference because that 15-year interest rate looks sweet, but your payment's 25 to 30% higher than a 30-year fixed mm-hmm. rate.
Right.
So what's more important to you, monthly payment or just that number that doesn't have a whole lot of context to most people
right.
until you get into it and you understand what it's giving you? So do-it-yourself lending is just something that you have to be careful of because you don't understand necessarily what those 30 things are that affect a rate, and you won't know until you get the disclosures. Well, if you're in contract already to buy a house and you were competitive and you wanted to have a 22-day close, you wanted to have short loan contingencies, and then you get the disclosures and they tell you what you're really eligible for, you've lost maybe 3 or 4 days.
Right.
The internet isn't just all about cost savings and information. It's more that you can use the internet to educate yourself, but don't necessarily just use it to look for the best deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because the best deal, that shiny penny, might not actually be the best deal. So what do? You work with a local lender like Bay Equity Home Loans. You can find them online, and we've got the best tools available any lender has. We have it. We have a secure document portal. We have an online loan application. We have the best in-process communication where we notify you and your realtors all the way through the process of what's happening. And we move really fast. Mm-hmm. And when you've got that unique property, we understand it. I can send it over to an underwriting and say, hey, look, here's the address. Here's the flyer. Here's the listing. It's got this funkiness and that weird thing there. And can we make a loan on it?
Mm-hmm.
You can predetermine that. You don't get that from do-it-yourself lending on the internet.
Right. And you also have a reputation that I think that also is, it's worthwhile, right? It adds value to your offer if you have that.
You're going to have a hard time getting your offer accepted. If you're a buyer and you want to buy a house, you're going to have a hard time getting your offer accepted when you submit a pre-approval letter from an internet lender.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is we have real estate agents in here all the time, right?
Yep.
So the reason is the realtors don't trust the internet lenders to ability to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So you might get yourself a great rate quote, but when it comes down to it, if there's 5 offers and you're up against somebody with a local lender's pre-approval, care if it's Bay Equity or one of our competitors, the local lender's pre-approval looks way cooler to the listing agent than the internet lender. It just does.
Yeah, it's that trust. You know that you've worked with them before. Yeah.
It does. Trust is a huge factor. And then when, you know, sometimes stuff hits the fan and you have problems that come up, who are you going to call if it's an internet lender?
Right.
Oh, the representative on the phone. You know, East Coast time from, you know, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. East Coast time, right? Accessibility is a big, huge factor to the biggest financial transaction most people will have. So, again, the 30 things that affect an interest rate play heavily into what you qualify for, how much of a loan you can get, what your interest rate will be. And again, those 30 things are going to be your down payment. They're going to be the type of program you want. They're going to be whether it's a jumbo loan, whether it's a single family residence or a manufactured home or a condo, all of these factors. Another word of caution, when you are shopping for a mortgage and you're looking for the best rate, realize that when you find it, it won't be the best rate anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What does that mean? It's the internet. There's starving brokers and starving internet lenders out there that are like doing everything they can to keep their lights on because mortgage applications are down 40% year over year. So they're just trying to cover costs and overhead and minimize loss.
Mm-hmm.
So they're blowing out mortgages. Well, those same ones that have no profit margin because they're blowing the rate out, what kind of service can they afford to provide?
Right.
What kind of processing and op staff do they really have? Bay Equity's hiring. We're not laying people off. We're hiring for talented people. We still have good rates. All right, folks, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back every Wednesday at noon 03. If you missed the show or you want to share it with your friends or family, you can go to ksro.com and check it out. Until then, be good. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
The preceding was a paid presentation. FM News Talk Radio, North County 103.5, South County 94.5, KSRO.
It's a FEMA system. You cannot opt out. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC. Stocks were soaring until last hour when that nationwide...